It is 14 minutes before 8 o'clock, and it's time. John, who are we talking to here now?
We've got Mark Morrissey with us this morning. Mark is a, by his own admission, assistant director of outdoor recreation at Bemidji State University. And Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You know, I posted yesterday a picture of all of the equipment that I took with me to go skating.
I like
that. And you posted a great little 51-second video of what you do or how to get out of ice, how to get out of the ice once you've gone through. And I've had that experience. And it's frightening and
it's
sobering.
Frightening.
And so I've learned to avoid it, but that doesn't keep me from going back, because as I was telling John earlier, I skated yesterday after I checked out the whole lake. I walked the whole lake with my dog and a picaroon and checked the ice all around. I stayed away from the spots where the river comes in and the river goes out, where the beaver house is, where the little seepage comes in from the swamp. I, you know, don't go near those. I know where they are, so I stay away from them. But I checked out the whole lake, and then I came back and I got my skates and my life jacket and my all of it, picks, everything. And then I went back and I skated for longer than I hate to admit. My legs are a little sore today, but I probably was on the ice for an hour and a half, and I probably skated, I'd say 5 or 6 miles, just back and forth across the lake.
So, Mark, take us through. Well, first of all, let's talk about this crazy video you did. I was like half asleep, and I go, my goodness, you actually went out and fell through the ice to make a proper demonstration. I suppose that's what you got to do. Did you have to do like 6 or 7 takes on that?
No. First of all, let me say I really do appreciate like all that preparation and thought that you put into it, because that's to me what makes the difference when you make a risk decision. It's like, well, you know, have you considered all these, like how thick is the ice, how deep is the water, how far are you from help, where is the water moving? Like if you just kind of say, you know, if you oversimplify it, you're not taking all those little bits into account. So that's really thorough. I went through once accidentally, very, very frightening. And then last year, and we're skating enthusiasts at our house. Like we love, just like you, like this smooth black ice when it comes in like a mirror. We love it. It's probably one of my favorite kind of outdoor activities, like skiing, sailing, whatever. It's so beautiful. So last year it was like a mirror, if you remember. And we live on Turtle River Lake, or like kind of near it. And so we can walk down there and skate. Like our kids skated to school one year. So we're able to skate along the shore, and it's sheltered from the wind, and it's also very shallow. So we find that to be just an ideal location. Like we can skate and you can see the bottom. Like if you were to fall through most of the way, you could step down and just be like up in knee deep or, you know, ankle knee deep water.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where we restrict our skating. We don't just go roaming across the lake or go, like the kids are forbidden to go across until we're seeing four-wheelers out there. So we don't make crossings or do anything stupid. And last year we were out and the ice was thin. Like I'll admit, like we're going out and it's kind of thin. Like if you look really carefully, you can see it deform and sort of wave under you when you're skating it.
Yes.
So we're skating, you know, pretty thin. Actually, it was a little bit better than that. It was like that the few days before. It was the ice was building. And I took a friend out. We went at sunrise to skate. And so we found where the water was moving, right? So there's either a spring or some current, and it keeps the water thinner. That's where we found some leads. So we're just sort of looking at that, and my foot kind of popped through a little bit. So my leg got wet, and I thought, well, as long as my foot's, I might as well jump in and show people that falling in is scary, but it's actually pretty straightforward to get out, because I don't think people see that skill demonstrated.
Yeah.
You know, they carry those things around, but they might put them in their pocket or their backpack where they're no use.
Yeah.
So, you know, have them around like a lanyard, and I just showed, well, a little bit of rope, and I carry an ice screw like I would climbing. Anyway, that got like 11,000 views last summer, last winter, people were sharing it to friends that go out to fish or people who work in DNR or whatever. And so that was a lot of fun.
We're speaking with Mark.
I tried to not talk too much, just keep it short.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're speaking with Mark Morrissey, Assistant Director of Outdoor Recreation at Bemidji State. Mark, so the first thing you said when you first fell on the ice yourself, your first accident, you said it was frightening. But one of your top tips is when you came out of that water, you said, calm down, breathe. That's got to be maybe one of the hardest things is to calm down.
Yeah, slow it down. You're going to get that first burst of like,
looks like Mark
for about
is,
a minute, oh, and your breathing will slow down. But I actually wanted to show how you could climb out in 5 seconds. You know, you don't have to stay. You don't have to tread water. Like I had ice skates on, right? So out you go.
You know, Mark, interesting point that occurred to me when I went through accidentally, and at that time I had long story. Started off, I always have picks.
Yeah.
I took my skates in to get them sharpened. Got my skates sharpened. I picked them up after work, and it was a full moon, November.
Yeah.
Pekegama was frozen. It was frozen in the bay where my mother lived. I could hear ice tinkling in the waves further out the lake. I'm out skating, and I'm on the black ice, and I thought, you know, it's probably safer if I go into that bay, and I skated into a bay and fell through. And the first thing I tried to do, no picks, so I tried to do a breaststroke kick and get myself up on the shelf. And I got up almost to my waist, and I thought, I got it. And then it just caved in under me. And that's when I stopped and collected my thoughts. And then it occurred to me, hey, dummy, the ice you skated in on is behind you. And that was the ice that was holding you. Turn around. And I think that's the first thing. If you go through the ice, the first thing you got to do is turn around and go back the way you came. And
back
I noticed when
there,
you
yep.
came out.
And get level. Get yourself leveled out.
Yep. You weigh a lot less per square inch if you're flat.
Yep. Well, you know, you guys seem to be talking about when you're close to shore, but what happens when your toes can't touch? That's gotta make the difficulty go up quite a bit.
Oh,
I went in, that video is deep. That's deep water.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't, you just kind of hang on the ice. You put your arms up on the ice just the way Mark did. You kind of hang on the ice for a second, collect your thoughts. At that point, if this has happened to you, turn around, go back the way you came. For me, I was able to get out by throwing my leg up on the ice. I got to the edge, I threw my leg up, and I just started rolling. And I kept rolling and rolling. I must have rolled for 25 feet before I stood up and skated away.
Hmm. Mark, tell us all the stuff you packed with you.
Well, we go with kind of a buddy system and other people. My thought is if somebody goes in, I want to be able to help them, and the worst thing would be to just fall and go in too. So I've got an anchor. It's used for ice climbing, and you can screw it into the ice. And then I've got a lot of floating line, and I just keep that real handy so like I could reach 50, 60 feet to somebody. Or even, God forbid, somebody goes in and you got to get to them. Like I could just take that line, jump in after him with that thing anchored, right? I'd have a way to pull us back up. So you could either throw something to him or go after him and have a way back out. And then just the picks around my neck.
Yeah.
You buy those at the hardware store and people look at them and check out and you're like, so when we skate or whatever, we all have them until the ice is like, 6 inches or so.
Right. Right. So let's talk about that for a second.
The other thing I'll say is to pay attention to lake because that's I discovered it can be variable, as we say, right? But not necessarily obvious. Like we know that it's going to be shallow, thin ice where the current is, where the river comes out or goes in or something. But it can also, the current travels along the shore. It can like kind of take little turns. Like the river is moving underneath the ice on the lake. So there's places you don't expect it to be thin.
That's true. Let's talk for a second about how much ice you need. Now, yesterday, 2 days ago, I went down to the lake. The dog just scooted right out, just ran right out on the ice. She's thrilled. Just let's go. And it didn't make a sound. And I stepped onto the ice, and it cracked significantly. Not so much that I thought I might break through, but, it sends a little chill up your spine when it happens.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? today's not the day. I'm going to wait a day.
Wait another day, yeah.
I think I was on probably an inch and a half of ice at that time. Mm-hmm. But yesterday when I went out, I went to the same spot. First thing I did was chop a hole right there, check. I got 4 inches of ice. I skated out or walked out a little ways, chopped another hole, checked the ice, 4 inches. And then just walking around on the ice, you can see the bubbles coming up from the bottom getting trapped under the ice. And you can
see the bubbles and cracks. Yeah.
Yep, see the bubbles and cracks. And you could see you had 4 inches of good ice. And it didn't make a sound. It didn't creak or groan or crack or anything. So
definitely.
4 inches is plenty. 2 inches will hold you if you're impatient, but it doesn't hurt to give it a
Day. I don't try to tempt fate or push my luck or anything like that. We'll skate when it's like, you know, like when it's that 2-inch range, just by shore, just where it's shallow. That's the only thing we'll do. But that's, you know, really fun. It's beautiful. And then the screw that I carry works well for probing the depth too. It's like I don't have to carry this big old steel bar around with me. I've just got this little thing I can hook on my belt and I can drill. And if it's as, you know, if it's as thick as that screw is long, that's plenty of ice.
So Mark, I
like
want
a little ruler.
So, Mark, let's talk about this calmness again. Mm-hmm. When does hypothermia kick in? And, I mean, how much time do you have? Now, listen, because you can have a half a body in. Does a half a body last longer than a full body in the water? And tell me about hypothermia and how much time do you have?
Yeah, here's the thing. If you're gonna go through, your real fear is dying of drowning. Hypothermia will take longer. You're not going to go in and get hypothermic. People think they're going to get hypothermic, and that's life-threatening. It is, but that's going to take an hour at least.
Oh.
The most important thing is that you stay floating and you get yourself back out of there and you don't drown. Okay, so a PFD and ice picks like that and a buddy system is really what you're concerned about. Getting cold and wet like that, you're really going to be all right.
Okay.
Unless you like go underwater and gulp water or something and drown. So the real fear with cold water immersion is drowning, because your muscles are incapacitated. You can't swim, and you're not dressed to swim, right? If you got Carhartt bibs on and some big old boots or ice skates, you're not doing the front crawl dressed like that, right?
Oh my gosh.
So PFD can be real smart, or staying very shallow and pick so you can climb out of there. Like, I don't recommend people, they don't have to go practice crawling out of the ice or anything. I just thought it'd be good for people to see it.
It was outstanding.
But the real fear is the cold water immersion incapacitating your swimming ability.
Before we let you go, Mark, you're the assistant director of outdoor recreation at Bemidji State.
Mm-hmm.
Are students taking advantage of all the outdoor recreation opportunities these days?
Yeah, we're in that in-between time where it's like students are getting in the finals and we're not really on snow yet. We just got all of our ski rentals and snowshoes, and we've got some, you know, winter camping equipment, things like that. So kids are kind of focused on school. We're going to get a whole some cross-country ski lessons and some activities going after the break. But rentals will be available for us, and those are available for the public, too. 7 days a week. As soon as we get our ski trails groomed, we're not quite grooming trails yet, but we're awfully close. Uh-huh. I know the Buena Vista is blowing snow. There's almost enough snow in the woods. We'll probably roll the snow down, and then another snowfall, a few more inches. It won't take much, and we'll be skiing in the trails. Deer hunting's over. You know, people are heading out to ski.
I don't want to push you too hard, but let's keep that snow in abeyance for a couple of weeks till I get a chance to get my skating worn off.
That's right.
Or if we could figure out a way to make it snow on the land and not on the ice.
I do. This is a magic time of year where we get a week or two where it's just, we get that perfect crystal ice and then no snow on it. It's really special. We'll sometimes have friends out and just skate all day. Like, we'll skate till, you know, breakfast time until the moon rises. It's amazing.
All right, Mark, stay safe. And how can people see that video? It might be on
I'll send it to your guys' website.
Okay. Heidi might already have it
on my little Facebook, but I'll put it on YouTube too.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Take care.
See you Thanks, later. Mark.
That's Mark Morrissey. He is the assistant director of outdoor recreation at Bemidji State.